Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome y'all to the Healing Light Show again. Today is May 11th, 2013. I've not had many shows. I've got a lawn care service that I do on the side, and it keeps me pretty busy, and plus my family's got a lot of stuff going on, so I don't get to do as many shows as I normally like to do. Normally during the winter, I don't have a whole lot going on, and I can have more shows. But in the summertime, it's very hard for me to have as many shows as I want. So sometimes I might miss a weekend. Sometimes I might not. And I'll at least try to have a show for you a week or every other week. Just come to the podcast and listen and check out the show. And on the podcast, you will see where I recorded a show if you can't keep up with it. It will be more regular during the winter months when I can. It'll be like Thursdays and Saturdays or something like that at 10 a.m. all the time. But during the summer, it will jump around because I only can record one when I have time. So just check the podcast out. And if you're on Facebook, Twitter, anything like that, and you see a show pop up, you can listen to me, you know, live on air then. Or just check it out on podcast, see what what show I've done, and just check it out when you get a chance. I mean, all the shows are recorded, you know, and put on the in the library, in my library, on the Healing Library. All the shows are right there. So anything that you feel comfortable listening to and something that the Lord is touching you through that show or pointing you to listen to that one specific show, you know, go ahead, you know, be my guest and just listen to whatever show the Lord has showed you to listen to. But today is going to be, we're going to be talking about taking the test of life and being strong. Taking the test of life and being strong. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into Psalms 129, the 129th Psalm. And I was kind of touched by the Lord to read this. It says, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, Many a time they have afflicted me from the youth, yet they have not pulled me against me. So what he's saying, they've not prevailed against me. So prevailed against me is saying that they have really afflicted him or really treated him bad during his youth, but they have not prevailed against me. So they've not really won anything against him, no matter how bad they're fighting against him. The pillows blowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cord of the wicked. Yet all those who hate Zion, but put in shame and turn back, let them be as grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor who blinds shaves his arms, neither let those who pass by them say, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Sheaves his arms. Okay, but anyway, I just picked this psalm, and it's just something that was pulled towards me. Some of these biblical psalms could be kind of strange in reading, and kind of, words of the kind of can kind of be difficult at times because it's from the Hebrew text, and it can mess with you sometimes. But it was just, he was actually saying that, there's many things that troubles you in your youth. There's many people it offends you during your youth, and they try to knock you down. Like, you got parents against you, you got different things, but you stand strong. And as long as you stay in righteousness of the Lord, of God, you stay to what's true and what's right. God will keep you strong through all your trials and triumphs in your life. And just like, like he said that the moth or whatever grows on the roof, it grows and then it dies. That's how the wicked will be in your life. As long as you stay true and live towards the Lord, the wicked will fall around you, because they'll keep on doing bad things, which will get them in trouble, and they won't be around for long. Maybe get in trouble with the law or whatever, but you will stay in peace, staying strong in the Lord, because He will keep you strong. And you ain't did all them bad things them other folks did, so you don't have nothing to worry about. So that's what he's saying is the Lord will bless you. You stay, keep your eyes on Christ, keep your eyes on Christ, and He will keep you strong. But when you fall away from the Word, you fall away from the Lord, you keep your eyes away from the Lord, that's when you start falling deep. That's one of the main things of this psalm. It's talking about staying strong in God. That's one thing I think we all should do, stay strong in God. And keep our eyes on the prize, like they say. Keep your eyes on the prize. Because when you keep your eyes on the prize, it leads you to where you need to be. And I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is Corinthians, Colossians 2, verse 9, or from 6 to 9. It says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world rather than on Christ." So what this is saying is keep, like it said in the Psalms, keep your eyes on the prize, and don't worry about what type of religious stuff that the churches throw at you. Just keep your eyes on Christ's word, what He teaches, no matter what type of religious values, and not religious values, but the religious just the religious stuff. You've got to do this, you've got to do that, where Jesus can help you, and you've got, there's all these different steps and all these little dances you got to do to have Jesus to be there with you. You got to learn all these creeds. You got to do it. That has nothing to do with it. Only thing you got to do is keep your eyes on the prize, keep your mind on love, and love your fellow man, and believe that Christ died for you. Know that He's in your heart. Ask Him in your heart. And that's all you got to do. And be baptized. That helps too. But just like I said, just keep your eyes on the prize, on heaven, and keep your eyes on Christ. And when you do, you'll be led to the right direction where you need to be. And just ask the Lord into your heart. If you feel that you need to go to a church, you wanting to the Lord is pushing you towards a church. Let Him push you to a church that you think that you need, or not that you think that you need, that He thinks that you need, because you'll be drawn to the one that you really need. And don't let anybody push you to their church. A lot of things that I've ran into, as I've resigned from Unity Center, and my life has been kind of crazy in the last year or so with family things, and I had some sick loved ones and stuff that really kept me down because we had to help with them. And I had to work on Sundays, and it really messed with my church life there. And I didn't really feel that it was right for me to so-called be the one of the main preachers of the church, because I wasn't there that much, and I just didn't think it was right. I decided to do my ministry, here in my hometown, whether it was person to person on this radio show. However, till it's time for me to take my own church in the future. So, anyway, I had trials and tribulations, and I made it through it. And I still have trials and tribulations. That's just, that's the spiritual walk, because God is always testing you to see what you're ready for and to see what you're made out of. And if you're not tested to see what you're made out of, you basically, your life is dormant. It's not nothing going on. Because if the enemy, the ego, however you want to put it, thinks you're no threat, if you're no threat, there's nothing going to be going on in your life, because he's going to keep you in the dark for the rest of your life the best he can. But he knows if you're coming out of the dark into the light, he's going to put more trials and tribulations in front of you, because he don't want you to go into the light. He don't want you to see what's coming ahead. He don't want you to see you get anybody saved. And he's going to put mountains as big as, as big as Mount Helens in front of you. But when you stay strong in the Lord, he's going to help you through that. It's like right now, there's so many different things that you'll go through, but the Lord God will make sure. He will make sure that you'll make it through it. He will make sure nothing that you can't handle will be in front of you. For something in front of you, a test and tribulation, he will make sure you can go through it, because since you accepted Christ in your heart, you just like said, here's everything. I can't control my life anymore. I need your help. Be my Lord and my Master. When he becomes your Lord and your Master, he prepares the table before you. He sees the trouble. He fixes it. He fixes it where you can handle it. Now, before you accepted Christ, before you plugged into God through the Holy Spirit, your table wasn't set before you. You just took whatever the enemy throwed at you. You had no help because you didn't want no help. You didn't accept the help. So you just took whatever thrown into you, whether, you got in a car crash and things just kept on getting worse, and the Lord didn't really do much for you because you never asked him inside of your life. But now, since you have asked him inside of your life to guide you, he sets the table before you. When he sees the enemy getting ready to set up traps and all this, he makes a clear path through those traps. We will make it through it scot-free. And I've saw this in my life. I've weaved and waved, and I've been weak. I'm in flesh like anybody else, and I deal with the ego from time to time, and I'm trying to make my own way too. And I see my weak points, and I see my strong points like anybody does. But you've got to learn to learn from your mistakes. You've got to try to work on yourself every day. The Christian life is not a one-time deal. It's an everyday walk. It's an everyday walk. It ain't something that you just go to church and it's done with. It's trying to keep your eyes on the prize, on Christ, at all times. Ask Christ to help you. I've been in alternative healing for many years now, and the Lord has taught me, showed me two people that knows many techniques to heal people, to do many things. I've always used Christ in my healing. He's powered the whole thing. I know God's powered the whole thing that I've done, but showed me how to use these in different techniques, how the human body works, how the body is a human, is actually a chemical computer. The only thing your body is a computer. Your soul is controlling this big computer, and we don't really understand that. Even in modern medicine, don't really understand this. This is something that the ancient people knew. Christ knew about this. Christ, with God dwelling within him, fully open, knew all of this. He could program you just by looking at you, because he had the knowledge of all, of everything. But this knowledge has been stretched upon the land. People that's been, I'll say, anointed with this knowledge, and people that has learned this knowledge with the help of Christ, shown them to the correct people to learn this. Okay, not everybody has this just through on them. A lot of times God teaches you in many different ways. Sometimes he bestows this on you, and sometimes he shows you to people that knows this. He leads you bit by bit to people. And he may do that in your life. There might be a job that you need, and he'll show you to the right people to learn that job. And that's what a lot of times he will do. I mean, if you want him to get you a job being a banker, he'll lead you to all the right people to get you that job. That's just something that he does. And that's what he did with me with alternative healing. It's like different steps. It's like, there for a while, my first step was Reiki. I learned Reiki. I got into it real good, and I was pretty strong in it. Then I was shown the Matrix, and a little bit of Chinese energetics, which teaches you how to program bodies. So I was in the process of learning that. I went and took a Matrix class, and I was thrown right into Chinese energetics. That's what I'm working on now. And then I learned about full Christian healing, how Christ used the Holy Spirit to heal quite a bit. I've learned how to use that too. So Christ has given me many different taste of many different things I need to learn. There for a while, I just completely quit everything because I was just so caught up in my family's stuff and lawn care that I was just sitting dry. And the Lord was like, "You needed to learn this. I need you to go and learn this more about your healing arts, because this is what I've called you to do. You need to learn all you need to learn about the healing arts for when your time does come, fully come, you'll be able to assist people in their wellness and many different things that I need to use you for." So that's one thing that there's many different things that he's bestowed on me, and a lot of things I didn't understand and stuff that I'm learning to this day. And a lot of times the enemy will come by and throw a kink in your thing, like I'll say a family member or something that don't like you to work on them that much because they don't believe in you, they don't believe in the whole healing ordeal, this and that, and he'll make them sick or something, and let them show that try to knock down what you're doing down. And the whole time that God is really using you to help people, but he's throwing a few other ones in the path, or the enemy's throwing a few other ones in the path to try to knock you off your path, where you'll think, "Well, I'm no good, so why should I do this?" And the whole time you are, it's just the enemy messing with you. So I've had that many times going on with me and knock me off my path. I'm like, "Ah, you ain't no use to do this," and all of a sudden the Lord would push me to help somebody else in a way. And then they would get help through what I've learned and through what the Lord is doing through me. So don't never fall off your path. Whatever your path is, mine's alternative healing and ministering. But no matter what the Lord is using you, I don't care if you're a housewife and somebody and the enemy is trying to throw you out in the workforce and you feel strong that you need to be at home and your husband does have enough money to take care of your family. You know, stay with home with your kids. You know, the Lord is using you to train those kids to be something specific and something really important in the world. I mean, if your family is going through a lot of drama, help take care of your family. Don't let the drama get to you because the enemy is using that to break you down. He's using that to break you down. Don't let that happen. Stand strong. Say, no, keep the drama for your mama, like they say. Keep the drama for your mama. I don't want to listen to it. You know, don't drag me into it. Now, if something's going on that they need help, step up, ask the Lord to give you strength to pave the way through this stuff to look at the truth. But always stand strong. Always stand strong. I know a lot of times that, you know, I may fall. I may cut it short. But the Lord picks me up and leads me on through to my path. It's like, you know, me and my wife has had many churches. We've been trying to go and trying to find a church that we want to be at home at now here in our community. And we went to many, and we went to some that I thought was good, and some of them that I thought that wasn't what I was looking for. And we ended up going to our home church, Concordia Lutheran Church. And I was a Lutheran all my life. But I'm also, I'll say, very spiritual and very, I'll say, Southern Baptist-like or Pentecostal-like because I really like to walk in the Spirit. I really like the Holy Spirit to use me for what He needs me for. So if He wants to do Holy Spirit healing or however you want to see it, you know, He'll do that from me. I'm actually, I'd just say, a scepter for Him to step through and do what He needs to do, or you go ahead and take care of business, whatever you want to put to it. But like during his show, if he wants to step through me to y'all, the audience, and take care of business, whatever is going on within your life for him to touch, he's open to do that. He can touch you. He can, you know, put the Holy Spirit to pull you towards the church, to heal you, to transform you. However he needs to do, he can use that through my voice to all of my audience members, whoever's listening to this show or to this podcast, whenever they feel drawn to listen to it, he's more than welcome to use me. He always has been, and I've always been open to the Holy Spirit. So, you know, whatever he needs you to do, he will lead you to the church. He will lead you to the right person. He will lead you to the job. Just stay strong, and he will guide you on your way. But if you're a little boat in the middle of the ocean with no propeller, with no God, no guide, no nothing, no GPS, as you would have in Jesus, I would invite you right now, if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, as your master. That's not saying that you're taking all the responsibility and giving it on to Him, but you're just taking all your sins and all your karma, giving to Him and asking Him to reap. To wash you of them is holding you down and come within you and prepare the table before you for when you do have problems, it won't be that hard on you. That's when you're asking Christ into your life. That's what He does. So if you need help, you need the GPS, just go ahead and accept Christ right now if you would like to and you feel drawn to. Say, Lord Jesus, come within my life. I need you in my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross and was raised on the third day for me, where I can go into the kingdom where you live and where you have prepared a place for me. I give you all of my problems. Lord, I can't take this no more. I need your help. I was designed to be guided by you, Lord. So I ask you to live, to take hold within my heart, to live within my heart, to fill my heart with your Holy Spirit. I accept you now, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Live within my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, put your hand over your heart, say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you just said this, the Lord has just came upon you and set up shop within your heart. You've received Christ. Welcome to the family, whoever did this. And when the Lord feels that it's time, I do ask you to find a Christian-based church in your area and find a Bible study group, or just find a Bible and just study it when you feel time or feel led to do that. And, get baptized when you get a chance. Back in the biblical days, as soon as you accepted Christ, they baptized you right then and there. But since this is a radio show, we can't really do that. But I do offer you to go and find your church where you can get baptized. And, I could baptize you if you live in the area. If you need somebody, we could go to a lake and I could baptize you. But I do really ask you to find you a good Christian church and Bible-believing church and go there and get into a Bible study group and get baptized. But I really thank all of y'all for coming and listening to me today. If you're listening on a podcast, just check on the line whenever you get a chance. And just find whatever episode that you feel that you need to listen to at that time. And I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer. I've got 3 minutes left on my show. So we'll go ahead, just bow your heads, and we'll say a prayer for healing and transformation. Lord Jesus, I thank you for, bringing everybody to this show today, whether it's a podcast or whatever the situation may be. I ask you to heal all the folks on this show that needs to be healed. I ask you to transform their lives each individual way. I ask for the Holy Spirit to fall upon the people that needs to be saved, that need you in your life, that the Holy Spirit fall upon them now. Ask for whatever the headache problems going on within the audience members. I ask you to heal that in Jesus' name. I thank you. If the enemy is going against somebody's family right now, I ask in Jesus' name for him to leave. Lord Jesus, I ask you to go upon that family and cleanse that family and cleanse the enemy away from that family. I thank you to help that marriage if there's a bad marriage going on. I ask you to heal that marriage and put your grace and love within that marriage. I ask you to give everybody your grace and blessing during this week. I ask you to protect all these audience members during the week. Let your grace be showed through them. Let your face be revealed through them to other folks. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all the things that you've done for us, all the things that you will do for us. I thank you for dying on the cross for us. I thank you for rising again for us. I thank you, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So whoever listened to that prayer, I know that there will be a great healing going on in your life. I know there will be a great big transformation going on in your life. I'd like to say thank you. I'd like to say thank you for visiting my show. Listen to whatever other show that you need on my podcast. And I will post on my Facebook page and my Twitter page when the next show will be. God bless every one of y'all. And every one of y'all have a great Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to whoever's listening to this podcast and this show at this time. Happy Mother's Day to all of y'all. God bless you and have a great week.